5 o'clock rather than 20.
Say we just five.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna call this meeting to order, town council meeting, January 10th at 4, at 5 p.m. Let's say my pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can you do prayer?
Sure.
Thank you.
Our Father in heaven, we're so thankful to be able to meet as a council and discuss and take action on different issues, and we thank thee for the blessing of living in this beautiful place. We pray for thy guidance and thy spirit here, that we will do what's best for this town and make progress and build bonds of unity and in this council and as a town. And we thank thee for the many rich blessings we enjoy, and we say this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
That's great.
Let's do a roll call. Barrett Nelson here.
Kevin Sayre here.
Mike Farrar here.
Robin Whitmore here.
Tanner Prentice here.
We have any conflicts of interest?
No.
No. All right, we're gonna open up any public comments.
Bradley, you're the only one here.
Oh.
Even online.
Even online.
Nice.
All right, we're gonna close the public comment section, open up discussion and action. Item number one, we need to add Michael Lee Farrar and Kevin Sayre as signers, or move Frank Lanhart and Tanya McGinnis as signers to State Bank of Southern Utah.
Okay, point of clarification, Kevin is still a signer.
We're just doing it again in this administration, since it was, and it was because he was mayor pro tem, and he's not technically mayor pro tem, so we're just thought it would be a good idea to just make it clarification.
Okay, the bank still sees him as a.
Yeah.
I just have one conflict here. I'm just saying, Mike got to have his middle name in there, and mine's not, and they're the same.
I did that because we have two Michael Farrars, so I just wanted to make it very clear on what that was.
I was just kind of giving.
That's what.
He wants his nickname in there, too.
Gertrude.
Let's do a motion.
Yeah.
I make a motion that we add Michael Lee Farrar and Kevin Sayre as signers, and remove Frank Lanhart and Tanya McGinnis as signers to the State Bank. State Bank of Southern Utah.
I second that.
All right, no need a roll call, right? Just ready to vote. Let's vote. All favor?
Aye.
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 All right, motion carries. Item number.
Zero.
Huh?
5-0.
Item number two, approval fiscal year 2023, agreed upon procedures, financial review resolution R-2024-02. With the financial certification and final AUP report and the approval of our financial audit. So basically, we just got to approve, this is our yearly audit. Kind of good to come back, because I've had a lot of questions about that, and maybe this will be on record now that people know that we have a yearly state audit, and I think they're.
Actually, so just a point of clarification, it's not an audit, it's an AUP, which is a step below an audit.
Okay.
Because we're a town, and that's, what does that stand for?
Agreed upon.
Agreed upon procedures.
And our accountant is online if we have any questions for him. It does look like he's online, so.
Yeah, so there, everything, a lot of people go, well, who looks at the books and who does that? Everything, we are scrutinized and audited, and don't worry, there's, with the state looks at everything, and everything, there was no corrections, there was just one minor correction. Something that just accumulated over time.
Yeah.
And item on the budget, item number 16, we examine the AUP records and financial reports and determine whether the total expenditures by departments stay within the amounts appropriate in the final adopted budget. And we were over budget by $9,072, which was just an accumulation of over time, so we got that fixed, so actually, everything looked like it was pretty good, so we just had to.
It was something they didn't know was happening, and then they gone in and they corrected it, so it should be good.
It's good. Make a motion to approve this.
I make a motion, we approve fiscal year 2023, agreed upon procedures, financial review, resolution R-2024-02.
I'll second that.
Okay, we need a roll call vote, right?
Yes.
Barrett
Barry Nielsen, aye.
Kevin Sarah, aye.
Mike Farrar, aye.
Robin Whitmore, aye. Janet Prentiss, aye.
Motion carries. All right, we've got to approve the minutes from January 2nd and December 20th. You guys look over the minutes. Yeah. Any problems?
You can do both of them together, but we can do them separate too. So
you can do both together. Yeah. Well, there's no problems with any of them.
Okay. Do we need to do them separate because there's a different administration, or does that matter?
No, because you guys, as long as you guys are all voting on them, and you know, but.
General consent, right?
So, yeah, you guys are, you're allowed to vote on them even though you didn't attend the meeting. Basically. And it always happens one December,
right?
Meeting always rolls over to January.
Yeah.
So, it's up to you guys.
Anyone have any issues?
No.
I make a motion that we approve the minutes for January 2nd, 2024. And the draft minutes from December 20th, 2023.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. Mayor's town update. I don't have anything, to be honest. It's just been a windfall the last 8 days. So I wouldn't even know where to start. So we'll hit that next one. I've been getting my feet wet. So reports, recommendation, announcements. Does anybody have anything? I don't have nothing.
I don't have anything.
We don't need a closed session.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We're done. Make a motion. We adjourn.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 That was a record. Look at that. That record.
Seven and a half minutes.
Oh, is that
eight?
Guys, thank you.